The restaurant inside the National Museum of African American History and Culture offers food that satisfies your hunger and a space that satisfies your mind. NPR's Wilma Consul gives us a taste of what's cooking inside Sweet Home Cafe.
When you walk into Sweet Home Cafe, don't get overwhelmed. It's not a sit-down restaurant.
Now, do I get any bread or anything?
You'll have to figure out where in the country you want to eat. There are four regional serving stations. Marie Shaw Simmons picks a New Orleans classic from the Creole Coast.
I got a catfish po' boy and watermelon and tomato salad with yellow watermelon. Isn't that beautiful?
Miss Marie says her plate takes her back to Durham, North Carolina, where she's visiting from.
This is Southern cooking. Catfish is Southern, and so that's what it reminds me of. Reminds me of home.
A young woman from Washington, D.C., Sherry Hills, goes for the ultimate comfort food in the agricultural South.
I had fried chicken, baked beans, macaroni and cheese. The macaroni and cheese is the bomb, so try the macaroni and cheese.
The other two stations are the North States and Western Range. There's a belief that Southern dishes equals soul food equals all of African American cuisine. Curator Joanne Hippolyte says that thinking narrows Black people's contributions to American food.
They had a long presence in kitchens all over the United States, whether that was on a railroad car, on ranches in the West, in wealthy people's homes throughout the North, in plantations of the South. They were there contributing to all types of American cuisine.
Hippolyte chooses an entree from the North States.
I'm having the pan-roasted oysters. It's in this rich tomato-based sauce, and they cook it on demand for you.
Thomas Downing, a son of freed slaves, inspired this dish. He owned an oyster bar in New York and used his basement as a stop for the Underground Railroad.
So I'm at the Western Range. So.
Fewer people check out the Western Range station. It's cowboy country, so you get barbecued buffalo brisket, black-eyed peas empanada, and something called son-of-a-gun stew. Sweet Home Cafe doesn't just offer food that people already know. It wants to introduce dishes and educate those unfamiliar to African-American cuisine, like Art Bushkin from Virginia.
First of all, I don't totally know what's on my plate. We don't recognize the names, but you can't go wrong. It's just very different and very wonderful.
On opening weekend last month, executive chef Jerome Grant and his hardworking crew fed a multitude.
It was anywhere between 7,000 and 8,000, I believe. We ran through like 2,000 pounds of chicken over the weekend.
Grant moved from the National Museum of the American Indians Mititam Cafe. That's the model for Sweet Home. In the dining area, images and words that tell of African Americans' relationship with food surround you. A black and white photograph covers an entire wall. The subject, the Greensboro Four sitting in protest at Woolworth's counter in 1960. Tori Richardson Hill of Minnesota says while eating, she shared stories with her family.
This was a very smart move on the museum's planning to have this as part of the museum experience.
By the time you leave Sweet Home Cafe, you'll be filled with a rich history of African American foodways and with good food. So no worries here. Well, except maybe eating too much. Wilma Consul, NPR News, Washington.
Let me try some of this barbecue. But I don't need a bun. That bread, I'm cutting back on bread. I know you look and say, oh, you need to. I understand.